97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Ladies and gentlemen, the guy who should be moderating tonight's debate, it is Todd Pyro.
Am I moderate enough?
It's a fair question.
I mean, and I'm not even saying like Democrat or Republican, but I have a tendency to fly off the handle. But usually that's just on Sunday afternoons.
Yeah. But you would say, wait a minute, Mr. Vice President, could you please answer the question? Do you want to provide sex transition surgery to illegal aliens on taxpayer dollars?
Let me answer using a Venn diagram.
Well, you guys have been doing this all morning, haven't you? I'm just coming in late here. You guys have been rocking this for hours at this point. Here's how I would moderate this thing. Which one of you will make an executive action that makes the Giants not as bad as they are in football?
Oh, wow.
And whatever person does that is like, I will lead them with good questions, and I will purposely go after the other candidate. I don't even care who it is. That's how I'm upset.
We're going to have a 30-second dance-off, and we're going to see who wins. I think that's what should be part of tonight's debate.
So you definitely were born in the age and came of age in the age where people settle things vis-a-vis like big dance-offs, like Bring It On, starting Kirsten Dunst and stuff like that. I get it.
I loved Bring It On. You know what, though? Sadly, some people seriously would probably vote for a candidate based on that because they'd be like, he or she is so relatable. I just feel like it's the kind of person I could grab a drink with.
Yeah, I'm so far past the beer test. Like, there are a lot of people at this point that I love having beers with. I really don't want them running the country.
Yeah.
Amen.
Like Donald Trump, be brutally honest, he is not having a beer with us because he doesn't drink.
Todd, I think personally that you've just outed yourself as a Kamala Harris fan because she is the only candidate running who would support equity of all NFL teams. Like they all have to have exactly the same caliber of talent.
Now, I see where you're going with this, but I actually have a talking point on this. Has nothing to do with tonight, or maybe it does. Here's my take. Since the advent of the salary cap in football, hockey, and basketball, and the luxury tax in baseball, how many championships, say for two wacky catches that the Giants made, have the New York metropolitan area teams won? Keeping in mind, we have the most money. We should be able to spend that money, and there shouldn't be equity. The answer is one, and it's the 2009 Yankees championship. Yankees, not a lot since they did the luxury tax. The Giants, again, you remove those two ridiculous circus catches that shouldn't have happened. Giants don't have any Super Bowls. And we all know hockey teams haven't had any Stanley Cups and the basketball teams. But the point is, I blame the left. I blame the left for this. They brought equity to sports. They wanted a level playing field so that every team could have a shot. And my teams are the ones that suffered. So, again, I will be picking a president that undoes that and makes the New York teams win all the time. We'll throw a few into the Cardinals. I like the Cardinals.
Yeah, I bet Trump's a huge New York sports team fan, right? Because he lived there his whole life.
But maybe he switched to the Florida teams. You never know. Stephen Ross, the Dolphins owner, is a big Trump guy. You just don't know.
Huh. I don't know either. It's going to be a little bit of high drama tonight. Honestly, though, on a serious note, do you think this is make or break for either of them or not?
I thought about the answer to that question because nobody's asked me that yet, shockingly, because I've been the one doing the asking. Yeah. And I hate to shoot it down. I don't think it's going to be Biden-esque make or break.
Okay.
I think there could be some nuances that could hurt Kamala with a few voters, provided Trump stays on message and doesn't act like a you-know-what. But in this election, all you need is a few voters in those swing states. And if he's able to convince them, I think he'll have a good night. He needs to use his five iron tonight because Kamala needs to drive the green on every hole.
That's a good point. I love that analogy. Great sports analogy.
Thanks. Thanks, buddy.
Fantastic, man.
I'm trying. How about you? What do you think?
I don't think it's going to be a knockout for either one of them. I really don't. But he's just got to make sure he doesn't lose his temper with her.
I think it could slow down her momentum. I think her momentum already is slowing down
just a little bit, the
honeymoon phase, so to speak. But I think this could be another...
Well, for all those people in the St. Louis area who are insomniacs and will be up at 3 a.m. your time tomorrow, that's when our show will come on. 4 a.m. East Coast, 3 a.m. your time for full coverage of the debate. So, St. Louis, hook me up.
Tune in. All right. Todd, thanks, brother. We'll talk to you.
Have a great week.
All right. Take care.